going.
Mics are hot.
Spicy.
Spicy.
I've been doing like pretty live intros, so.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah, I realize. Lane's been doing very live intros.
Oh, I need to listen to. Yeah.
Now he tells us.
Okay, hold up. I just ran across a meme. We'll talk about it later. It's
fine. We can talk about it right now because we're recording.
How about now?
No, now isn't a good time for this meme. It's more of a later meme.
Okay.
Later in the show, or?
That's more
no.
Not there. So much. Not so much. Okay.
Okay. Welcome to Answers May Vary podcast. And everyone is here, as usual. Brandon Miller.
Howdy.
Derek Schmucker.
Hello.
Brad Nisley.
Hey, everybody.
And our producer, Landon Miller.
Hello.
So, here we are again. So, what do you want to talk about besides Brandon's meme?
It's like, how many times are you going to say so before we actually get anything said?
Yeah, we all.
I'm
we
stalling.
All have our
don't you realize
words.
I'm stalling?
Yeah.
Right now, all I can think about is my kind of spicy, but I don't want to talk about it now because then it won't be new for that segment.
Oh.
So that's why I'm stalling.
Still hot out.
Should we just go in
there? Yeah, I thought about going there.
It did
but
rain.
I wasn't sure.
We talk about the weather.
We talked about that last time.
Hey, it's a real thing.
We can talk about how the weather is a universal conversation starter.
It is.
Like,
it
literally,
really is.
It's like.
Yeah,
one of the only good, like, semi-interesting small talk things to say. You know what I'm saying?
I had a weather conversation with a guy at the gas pumps just the other night. Do you guys ever talk with people at the gas pumps?
No, it's a hard swerve for me.
If they talk with me, sure. Yeah. But I don't necessarily initiate the conversation.
Sometimes I'm in the mood and sometimes I'm
not.
Actually, I'm there too.
Sometimes I usually don't because I'm usually not in the mood. But for some reason that night I was in the mood and he seemed to be in the mood too. And so... We talked about how it was raining, which it was raining.
Oh,
so that,
well,
that's actually something to talk about in Kansas
because
we're in a drought and we need rain. So
rain usually puts me in a giggly mood.
Wait, seriously?
Yeah, kind of. No, not really.
It's got this mental picture of Derek at the gas pumps just cackling away.
It might happen.
Oh, my.
It might happen.
Wait, do you actually get in a giggly mood when it rains?
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned for the end of the podcast. It looks like it could rain out there.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Derek might get giggly.
Yeah.
Like, I was trying to... okay, sorry. I'm going to jump in here. I was with you when it threatened to rain the other evening, a week ago or more.
Oh, that's...
And,
but isn't that different, threatening to rain?
Well, it is. But I was trying to think how he reacted to the potential of rain.
Gotcha.
And he did get a bit... giddy almost. I could tell that he got a little excited.
Well, giddy and giggly are two different words.
I know.
Understandable, but...
But I wonder if that's not what he means. But what I observed then would have been... He wasn't, like, giggling around, but...
Yeah.
See, that's what I am picturing. Like, Derek's just giggling around.
Also, I have no idea.
Also,
this is going... Does anybody want me to go back to saying so?
Can I get a quick answer from Derek? So why are you here? We're happy you're here. Oh. I was just surprised that...
Because did we talk about this on air or was this just off air? That Derek was potentially not going to be able to make this recording?
I think it was off.
I think it was off, yeah.
Due to work stuff. But yeah, now it's on air. So
work stuff being
how do the stars
life.
Align to bless our souls with your presence?
Well, let's see. We stopped early today, and we were shelling high-moisture corn, but we stopped early, and we haven't been doing that every day, but we've been doing some of it.
Oh, nice. So why did you stop early? You just decided to call it quits for the day?
They were giggling so hard.
Because it rained last weekend.
I mean, we're glad to have you. I was just surprised.
We got enough loads in, and yeah.
Nice.
It's a marketing strategy.
Oh.
In a roundabout way.
Okay, that's interesting.
Now I am so intrigued, but I don't know if I should ask you more or not. Is this like a secret marketing
maybe
strategy?
He can bring it for his kind of spicy.
Well, let's just say there's way more to it than I have any idea. So I would be like just making stuff up at some point. Hmm. But
I guess
it is a marketing strategy.
It probably has something to do with the price of crops. Yes? No.
Yeah. I mean, you take some here and you take some there and you check on the basis today and you sell some here and you have contract there and Grain marketing is quite the deal.
Wow, that's wow.
Never way really over my
I,
head.
Yeah, never would have known
never,
that was a thing.
Yeah, I did not know that was a thing either. Should we go into open for debate?
Sure.
If I say no, what's going to happen?
We're going to keep talking.
Oh, I see. That's
maybe Derek will get giggly if we talk long enough. I don't know.
I'd say
let's do open.
It's warm in here. Let's go into open for debate.
Okay. Let's roll.
Okay. So I am supposed to bring the question today, and I'm not quite sure how to frame the question, so I think I'm just gonna give it and then maybe explain afterwards. So what are healthy ways of navigating seasonal mood changes? And so what I mean by that is some people talk about getting the winter blues, and I think some people maybe tend to feel burned out or more tired or anxious at certain times of the year. So some people would say that, like, I don't know if everybody has this, but at least some people have kind of a mood cycle or something throughout the year where they, you know, maybe they're happier this time of year and they're more bluesy this time of year or whatever. So maybe the first question is, do you guys have that? And I'm going to keep moving a little bit. If you do, or if even if you don't, for those that do have it, what are good ways to navigate those changes? And part of what I'm thinking is that the summer is coming to an end here. It's not over yet, and, you know, hopefully we'll have a nice long fall, but winter is knocking at the door several months down the line. So are there things we could be doing now to prepare for winter, which sounds a little bit like we're a bunch of chipmunks storing up nuts or something. But anyway, so that's kind of the main question is how, yeah, what are healthy ways of navigating those mood swings seasonally? So the first, let me come back to what I asked earlier. Have you guys experienced seasonal mood swings or not really?
I don't know that I particularly have. Maybe I have and not just not been very aware of it. I do know that I like some seasons better than others, so maybe that's kind of factors in. Mm-hmm. But as far as actual, I mean, I don't know if you want to call it depression, but like bordering on that, I don't think it's ever been like that. Uh-huh. For me.
Okay, when you say seasonal mood swings, do you mean like for a certain period of time, you're in a bit more of a moody or less moody period, or you're saying specifically running with the spring, summer, fall, winter, that kind of cycle?
I'm primarily talking about the second option.
Okay.
It could be the first one, but mostly, yeah, running with mm-hmm. the seasons, kind of.
Because, I know some people do have that. I wouldn't say I think of myself as having that. Maybe I do more than I realize, but it seems like almost every season, by the time we're coming to the end of it, I'm kind of ready to be done with it. With mm-hmm. the exception of maybe spring and fall to some degree, just because mm-hmm. they're the more mild seasons, mm-hmm. then I'm not necessarily always looking forward to summer or mm-hmm. winter right at that moment. Mm-hmm. But
yeah, I would say I tend to have more energy in the summer, partly because it may not seem like it. I use it all up, but I think with the longer sunlight hours, I tend to just have more energy to go. And whereas winter, it's kind of like, I'm just going to go home and sit in the easy chair now because it's dark.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
But sitting in the easy chair is a vibey winter activity.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, it definitely
and it's
is.
Totally acceptable, but it's just
it's
kind
not
of
something you do in the summer as much.
I think it's a seasonal, I don't know if you want to call it a mood swing, but,
you
a
notice,
change of behavior and mentality, I guess.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and that's part of what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's essentially what I was going to say. You notice a difference different mm-hmm. times of the year, how you operate or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Makes sense. Just jumping a little bit on what Brandon said, I've always, when people talked about favorite seasons, I always was like, well, I like them all because I like the change. I like to uh-huh. have the variety. Now, mm-hmm. as I get older, I do have a specific season that I like the best, but I still do like the variety. So, yeah. Anyway, sorry, that was a little
which,
bit of a
which is your favorite?
I was like, what a fall. Teaser.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh, Landon also likes fall?
Yeah, fall is easily the best.
Guys, so, we are. Brandon, what's yours?
Okay, mine, I like. I like a fall winter combo package. I have
let me guess. You I like the weather of fall, but you like the easy chair of winter.
No, not exactly. I have one psychotic coworker who would prefer it to be 100 degrees at all times, and I just can't get on
prefer
board with
that. Over
well, just like she loves summer so much, and she just wants it always to be hot outside.
She
and just
doesn't work outside,
yeah,
right?
Well, first of all, no. But I'm just like I don't even work outside, and I still don't like the heat like that. But I used to say that my favorite season was winter. But then I kind of realized that it's actually more the late fall, early winter period that I like. So, like, I really enjoy the holidays. That's a lot of fun. So, November with Thanksgiving and whatever. And there's also a couple of obscure holidays that I get to have off for in there, which are nice. And then, like, the Christmas season I really enjoy. And then my birthday's in January. So, kind of that, I would say, beginning of October to mid to late January is kind of my seasonal sweet spot. So it's more fall. Like if I had to choose at this point, since most of the Christmas season and kind of the changing of the season is actually over technically in fall, I would probably say fall is my favorite, but I kind of think of that as more winter. So that's a long answer.
Makes sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was wondering about your claim to liking winter. Now I understand.
Well, I still do like cold weather and snow. Like I don't really like getting dark early, but I do enjoy like coziness. So
yeah,
curling up on a chair with a good book and a mug of hot chocolate is always a good time. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think when I say winter's my favorite season, some people think, oh, you like February? It's like, no, I don't like February.
Okay.
It's before that.
Okay. Yeah. Totally understandable.
What's your favorite, Bart?
In general, the warmer season. So I'm not going to say that summer's my favorite season, but it's better than winter. And so spring, summer, fall is my favorite. Mm-hmm. I mean,
so
does that make any sense?
Yeah, it does, but you just listed three of them. I feel
I know.
Like basically, you're saying you don't like winter. So
I don't like winter.
You should, I just want to pin you down a little more on which one of those three would be kind of tops.
If you had to choose between May and September, which would you pick?
Ah, man. Okay, September. I'll take September.
Yeah,
definitely okay. It's September. When it starts getting more like winter. That's when I stop liking fall.
So instead of spring, summer, you're more of a summer fall.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay.
That
makes sense. Because
sometimes it is hard to nail down like exactly which.
See, I like spring better in some ways because then I know it's getting warmer and winter's leaving. Mm-hmm. I like fall except that I know that winter's coming.
Why has winter got to be so windy and rainy, though? Like, it's great on occasion, but
also, spring and fall kind of suck here, too. It's not bad yet, but just wait. The wind's going to start blowing soon.
Yeah. Well,
that's true.
I get the nice temperature, and then the wind picks up. So much for the disc golf.
Also, for all the people who don't live in Kansas and are wondering why we hate on winters, because we don't actually get real winter. We just get cold. We get real winter, but we don't really get them. Like, we don't really have snow sports and stuff like wintry places.
So what snow sports do you want?
I don't know that I want any. I'm just saying
like sledding,
like all the people
snowboarding.
Correct.
In the northern states are wondering why in the world we hate winter, because they love it because they have snow and they are adapted to it and they do all their snow sports. We're just like, what is snow? We get it occasionally just enough to make us hate it or make us love it, and then it's gone.
Yeah, because what snow does here is it snows, and then it's nice and white, and then the next day it melts because it's 65 degrees, and it's muddy.
And that's nice and brown.
Yeah.
So I enjoy some snow sports. Like if we'd have snowboarding an hour away, that would thrill me to death, or not to death.
That's a little bit the slogan of snowboarding. Isn't it?
Oh man,
I'm not necessarily knocking that, but like, I don't know if I want to live somewhere where it just snows all winter and you've got piles of snow, and then
I'm
that's all
you
have all winter.
I'm
that
with
doesn't
you.
Really appeal
yeah.
to me.
Mm-hmm. So. Definitely. So we kind of got off the main topic, I think.
I was just looking back at the chat trying to figure out what the question actually was. Well,
it's kind of pertinent.
It's related. It's related.
Because it goes over why we hate winter, and then
right. So I haven't said yet whether I have seasonal mood changes or not. I haven't noticed it.
Pause. Did you say your favorite season?
Oh, did I not? Maybe I didn't.
No, I don't think so.
I'm not sure if he did.
That's a good question. What is my favorite season? I would say probably fall. It's either spring or fall. Like, I like summer too. Summer's fine, but I like when it's light enough, when it's light in the evenings, long enough that you can do stuff, and when it's a nice temperature to be outside. So winter and summer are the extremes. It's not as, like, camping weather is kind of what I'm thinking. I'm kind of a campy person, and so I enjoy when it's comfortable temperature to be outside. So between spring and fall, I'm not sure which would be my favorite, but probably slight preference for fall. Just kind of, I don't know. Maybe it's kind of the relief of the cool weather after the summer heat. And spring does tend to be windier, maybe, on average. I'm not sure.
Usually.
Spring can also have, like, storms, and which I like storms, fine, but it's not as nice for just being outside, I think.
75 degrees with a slight breeze where the evenings get just a little chilly with a campfire.
It can be cooler than 75 degrees, though. But
okay, well, whatever. Well,
I think he was talking about a 75 for the high.
For the high. In the evening, it's getting down to like 55, 50, which is perfect sleeping bag. Yeah, they don't need the campfire. Yeah.
Yep.
Yes. Anyway, so back to my seasonal moods or lack thereof. I haven't noticed it a lot, except one thing I did notice a couple years is that I think for several years in August, I would have kind of a slump. And I'm not sure. I kind of forget exactly why all that was. I kind of think it was just like the busyness of the summer piling up on me, maybe. More than that, it had a lot to do with the time of year. But that I was just running a little too hard. And I have noticed, like, in winter, sometimes I don't know if I notice a big mood difference, but it's just, I'm ready for spring and, you know, just kind of.
Yeah.
How long is it going to be dark yet and whatever. So, so basically, am I right that we all would say we kind of know what it's like to experience different feelings, different seasons, but in general, we don't have major mood swings that go by this season. Way to summarize it?
Yeah, I think it is. I think I almost more though have, like you mentioned, the busyness of summer. Like that's more, it's not actually maybe so much say the heat like getting to me or whatever. It's more that, like, that the schedule changes or different life swings that happen, which is where for me the summer just tends to be way more busy.
Mm-hmm.
At least it seems like it. And so that's maybe almost more of a thing than actually like the physical environment, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
One thing that I thought of is, I forget who it was. Yeah, I'm afraid to even say names because I don't remember. I'll probably get it wrong. But there was a book I read that it's Ordering Your Private World. Who writes that? Is it
McDonald?
Yeah, is it George? George McDonald's who I want to say.
Sure, but it's Ronald.
Ronald McDonald. Yeah, it was the guy with like the yellow and red suit.
Yeah.
I think it was George McDonald that he talks about. He prepares for seasonal mood changes. Like basically he knows that everybody else's spirits will kind of be down in February or like end of winter. And so he prepares himself, like, kind of, I guess, I forget exactly what he did, but, you know, tried to take good care of himself, I think, and more inspirational content and stay connected to God and some of those things, in so that he could be like a source of joy for other people. I think, if I remember right, it's been years since I've read it, but that was kind of an interesting concept to me, that you would kind of plan ahead for the time of year. But that's kind of what I want to talk about tonight is how do we do that? Is that a good idea? I mean, I think it's a good idea, but it sounds like maybe we don't, in general, we don't have we haven't experienced it that much, but, any thoughts that you have on that? It was a fascinating idea to me, and I thought it'd be fun to talk about a little bit. And I think there is stuff that we can do, even if it's not something that's a major part of our lives.
I'm really interested in the idea that, I don't know that if he suffered from seasonal mood swings or not, but he was almost looking out for the people around him more than himself in some ways. I mean, yeah, he was taking care of himself so he could bless other people, but just the idea that, oh, you know, this tends to be a time when people are down, and I'm going to do my best to make so that I'm not a cause of that for more people. Uh-huh. I think that's pretty neat. That goes for any time of the year, but maybe especially in times that we're looking out for some of those things.
Mm-hmm. I think it'd be a little bit weird if humans didn't have some natural kind of seasons or mood swings with the seasons, because I mean everything else around us is changing in the like natural environment, and you know how like plants and trees and stuff go through their seasons of producing fruit or not. And so I think it would make sense for us to kind of have some of those built-in rhythms as well. Mm-hmm. And I'm curious if how much, like, we live in a pretty modern world to where the seasons don't affect us as much as they used to. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, just mm-hmm. the thing of having electricity and technology that we can still pretty much do, by and large, if we really wanted to, you could pretty much do everything you did in the summer in the winter. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you could say maybe not, but to a certain degree, like if Derek, say, would love outside activities, he maybe couldn't actually do those outside, but depending how affluent he is, he could, you know, have his own indoor arena where he can essentially do everything he could have done outside, just do it mm-hmm. inside. And so it's still not completely, we haven't completely isolated ourselves from that, but I'm curious how much, say, back up 500 years, what were some of the differences in how mm-hmm. their seasons were?
Yeah, I was just thinking about that because I know you talk about a farmer back in before electricity for sure, and before, you know, all the modern things that we have, like you mentioned, they would just go crazy hard in the summer. I mean, they mm-hmm. would work their tails off. I mean, they ate like crazy, but they didn't get much sleep, and they just worked and worked. And then in the wintertime, they just kind of holed up. I mean, they did some work. They obviously chored their animals and did what they had to do. And there were some winter projects like cutting ice and things like that. I'm thinking especially of if you've read the Laura Ingalls Wilder books. Uh-huh. If you think of Farmer Boy.
Yep. Exactly what I was thinking of.
And
too.
They
exactly.
just hold up in the winter. They didn't do that much, and they slept a lot, I think.
There's mm-hmm. a lot of sitting around the fire and carving versus like actually doing projects. And that
right. Mm-hmm. And so they made up for, they changed their lifestyle a lot seasonally, and they made up for their lack of rest in the summer by essentially hibernating in the winter, mm-hmm. it seems like. Mm-hmm. So I think there's some virtue in that. Could be.
Should we be doing that more? Like, have we made it too fake to where we're missing out on some of the natural, like, life rhythms? What if everything just went more, which, I mean, we already said we have a more busy schedule during the summer, but what if we either went even more busy in the summer or at least tried the thing of, you know, tapering things off quite a bit in the winter? Just yeah. make us... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Just make a standard that in the summer you work 10-hour or 12-hour work days, and in the winter you're working like 6 or 5-hour work days or something.
There you go.
Interesting. I wondered, too, earlier when you were talking, Brandon, about we've kind of taken out the variables of the seasons. It's like, well, you know, that sounds good. It probably makes us more productive year-round, but are we losing something in the process? Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure what to do with it exactly, because depending where you live, the seasons aren't so much there. And so I'm not convinced that uh-huh. just because, you know, what we're used to, or maybe what way back in the day, what they were used to,
yeah.
they operated that way. If they would have lived on the equator, they would have done things completely differently.
Yeah. And if they right. lived in Alaska, it would have been way different.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm not quite sure what to do with all those variables. But there is, I think there's something to the rhythms of life and seasons that I think God put there for a reason that I think we do mm-hmm. well to at least pay attention to. Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Which if you, I think, I haven't studied this, but I think in Alaska they do things quite a bit differently even today, don't they? I think they work pretty hard in the summer when when there is a lot of light, and well, especially fishing season. What is it when the salmon?
Oh yeah,
run or whatever it is. They work pretty hard, but then the winter, I think. I mean, obviously there's what is it like 2 or 3 hours of light per day or something. Mm-hmm. I assume they would sleep quite a bit more then. I guess I'm making some assumptions there, but
yeah, there's something about the cycle of the sun that changes if you adapt to it, mm-hmm. it'll change your sleep cycle and everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was researching that a little bit, and they say, I was wondering if it's true that you need more sleep in the winter, and they were saying that yeah, you do need more sleep in the winter. And they said, I think, between 1.75 hours and 2.5 hours more per night. Wow. And the reason is, well, okay, they said when it's darker more of the time, it basically triggers your body to produce more melatonin.
Oh.
Or like, it triggers that sooner because it gets dark sooner. And so your body is producing more of the sleep hormone, and so you are more sleepy. But they also linked it with... your body's working really hard to keep you warm. Like if it's cold,
oh yes,
you tend to need more rest for that. So anyway, mm-hmm. I thought that was kind of interesting.
It is interesting too that people tend to, like I've read, it's not just the holiday craze for good food. People actually eat more in the winter when it's cold versus in the summer when it's hot. Mm-hmm. Because for whatever reason, I don't know the thing of it's like you're body trying to store up more and keep itself warm, like if it's cold, but like fast food restaurants will intentionally keep their restaurants cold because people eat
yeah
when it's cold.
That's true,
which is kind of creepy. It's just another market. But yeah, no, just like on a larger scale, people like tend to start eating more going into the fall mm-hmm. versus the summer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so, which your body is probably using more fuel to keep you warm, isn't it? I mean,
yeah, I would assume
burning
so.
Through more calories, theoretically,
potentially. I don't know about all the statistics on that, but
yeah, one thing I thought of, and that is with less sun, if you do struggle with actual seasonal depression, if you're not getting as much sun in the winter time, you won't be because there isn't as many hours to enjoy it, you won't, especially the vitamin D that you get from the sun, people aren't, you're just not getting as much. Mm-hmm. So uh-huh. I think, you know, one thing I know that some people do is they're very intentional about getting outside in the winter and having their hands out of their gloves and their face in the sun and just getting some sun.
Hmm.
Interesting.
Huh. Being intentional about it, you know, at least for a little, you know, maybe 20 minutes a day or something.
Watch out for frostbite.
Just don't do it if it's okay. Anyway,
but
don't blame me when your fingers fall off.
Yeah. Oh. But thanks for bringing that up, Derek, because that's a good way to come back around to what are the things we can do to help mm-hmm. with seasonal mood changes. And you just mentioned one, getting outside when you know you're not getting as much sunlight, getting mm-hmm. what you can at least.
Yeah.
And that does, sunlight does do something for your mood, at least. Yeah. I think that's I don't have the facts to back it up, but I think it's something to be linked with better mental health and physical health too.
I think just recognizing that we might need more sleep or tend to be more tired is a good way to do it. 'Cause then you can try to counteract that a bit and actually get more sleep in the winter.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Plan your life accordingly. Yeah,
right.
Plan your life accordingly. And maybe also along with that, like if you're kind of feeling the effects of whatever season it's in, whether it's getting tired of the heat in summer or the cold in winter, whatever, I think just like journaling about it could be helpful because then you're mm-hmm. kind of getting your thoughts out on paper and can actually more put a finger on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think too, we've talked about a couple of physical things, sunlight and sleep, and I would add exercise to that.
Yeah.
That probably goes mm-hmm. year round, but maybe especially in some of those times. And Brandon, you mentioned the journaling. I think that's kind of an emotional or mental type of care. Mm-hmm. And there's probably other things in that area as well, but mm-hmm. just taking care of ourselves specifically to combat the the stresses or the whatever's coming up right. In those times, I think makes sense.
Yeah. And I would say maybe this kind of goes along with what you were saying, but pay attention to social balance, like getting enough time, enough solitude time by yourself, or getting enough connection with others, not being too isolated.
Mm-hmm.
That can be part of it.
Yep.
Yeah, making sure your life is in balance, really.
Mm-hmm. And who was Brandon that was talking about, and just recognizing that you might need different things at different times.
Yeah.
And planning your life accordingly. So
for sure.
Anything more? Is that it before we wrap it up here?
That's it for me.
Okay. Well, thanks for joining the discussion.
We have a breaking news drop.
Yes.
Bing, 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 bing.
Breaking news. Welcome to Kinda Spicy. So, okay. I just got a text from one of our listeners giving some feedback. I think he's the first person that I've heard give feedback on this issue. So, I'm going to read what he says. I'm going to call him Jay. Jay says, "Hey, I just finished your last podcast and thought I'd give my opinion on the length of it. I'll listen to the whole thing either way you do it, and I prefer the longer version, but whatever you decide is fine. No big deal to me." There cool. You have it. Love so we have a vote for the longer version.
There you go.
Is this the time where we tell our listeners that we actually are doing three segments tonight? So
yes, this is the time.
We didn't base it off of that input, but that is encouraging.
Yeah,
so.
I'd just like to shout out Jay for calling in or texting in tonight and letting us know his feelings. And, appreciate his support.
Name has changed to protect the innocent.
That's right.
But he knows who he is. So.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he does.
And thank you for listening.
Yeah.
Jay.
Didn't know we were recording tonight, did you, Jay?
Okay. Well, this is kind of spicy. Who wants to go first?
I usually don't like going first, but tonight I kind of want to go first.
Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, disclaimer. Yes, I am going to talk about three different things. Second of all,
why do you have to say it anymore?
Okay, no, I guess I don't have to. But mostly, I didn't put that much into my kind of spicy tonight. It's more of
you just brought three riveting news stories.
No, it's just more a little blurb because I am the person doing the game later, so I kind of put my energies into that one. But I just wondered if you guys were aware that we have competition.
We do,
huh?
I searched up the old Answers May Vary on Apple Podcasts the other day.
What?
There is a new Answers May Vary.
No,
we're the original though, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It's Answers May Vary by Three Heads. Don't know what that's like, the network, I guess. I don't know.
But they're more with us than with them.
Helping teachers who value high quality curriculum but are tired of sacrificing self care, family time, and time with students to create it.
Well, I support their mission.
Their mission seems cool.
Yeah.
They only started like a little earlier triggering. This year, so we've been around longer than they have. Just thought I'd throw that out there. That's on the radar.
Okay.
Oh, we're the first one that shows up. So
this
maybe it's
good.
Just my algorithm.
Yeah.
Who knows? But anyway, almost the more important issue is that I looked into the old iTunes reviews and someone gave us a 2-star rating.
Oh, hello.
Which, when you don't have that many reviews, it really drops your totals. So I need our army of minions to go out there and boost the reviews. Because we dropped
out,
guys.
What did they say? No, we want honest feedback.
They did not say anything.
They didn't say anything?
No, it was just a rating.
Oh, see, that's
so they dropped us from a 5 to 4.8 without giving any reason why. So that's what I'm
saying.
We're
still at 4.8, though.
Oh, that's pretty good.
That's not too bad.
We're not settling for imperfection here. We need...
how are you going to get it back up to 5?
You're not going to get it
We're going to send our minion of Answers May Vary listeners to...
Are you trying to coerce Jay into giving us a rating?
That would be nice, Jay. Please do this.
Yeah, Jay. Step it up.
I mean, honestly... If you're gonna come at us low, at least tell us what you're doing or what we're doing.
That's fair. If you're gonna
give
negative feedback, the stakes are a little higher that you owe an explanation.
Yep. So. Especially since you can set your name on a podcast, so you could have been anonymous instead of just like sliding in there with a jab. But anyway,
at least
all in the past.
We trust they were honest, so at least we know that.
Yeah, but we don't even know what we're doing wrong.
I mostly thought it'd be fun to bring it up, not that I actually put that much. But so apparently, I'm not a huge politics person. Like, they're okay, but they're kind of overrated and annoying. But I do kind of enjoy other foreign politics just because they crack me up most times. depends. I mean, there's
except
for the Holocaust and a couple other things like that.
Might not be as funny.
I know. But okay, so Hungary?
Hungary?
Hungary, thank you.
Yes.
I was all of a sudden realized this is a very bold move to try to go with a country I don't know.
It helped me when someone told me you say it like the word Hungary, except you put in another syllable. Hungary.
Hungary. Okay, I like that. So they just fired their top two meteorological service officials. So basically, the weatherman in Hungary is on the hot seat. And
okay.
I mean, he's not on the hot seat. He's out the door.
Then fired him.
Okay, keep going. I'll listen.
So they didn't like the weather they were getting?
Yes.
What?
So, come on.
They didn't like the weather that they said they were going to be getting that they didn't actually get.
Oh, well, okay.
Bad
so
record.
The reason is that they were having their annual kind of like pretty major fireworks show, kind of Independence Day style. And these two dudes predicted rain, and the rain didn't show up. Let me just read a little bit from an article that was in our very own Hutchinson News. But the top two officials of Hungary's meteorological service were fired Monday after an inaccurate rain forecast prompted the postponement of a fireworks display on the country's most important national holiday. The firings of the head and deputy head of the National Meteorological Service prompted accusations of political interference from Hungary's nationalist government. So basically, it's billed as the largest fireworks display in Europe, is the way they've advertised it. And it was called off on Saturday afternoon based on weather forecasts that said that there was extreme weather was likely to start right around the 9 p.m. start time. And by evening, the storms didn't materialize, but the show had already been postponed and it couldn't really be moved back up. And so they fired them. So I thought that was just kind of an interesting thing to do.
Okay, so they actually think that there's political involvement, or it was just kind of like, you guys guessed wrong this time, you're out?
Well, okay, it says, although the minister did not provide a reason for the dismissals, the meteorological service received harsh criticism in Hungary's government-aligned media, which charged the services, quote, gravely wrong forecast caused a needless postponement of the fireworks display. So they're kind of saying it without saying it, that they think there's monkey business going on. So that's kind of how, and I have no idea which side I'm on. I'm not sure who I should be cheering for in this scenario, but mostly I think it's funny that they actually fired their weatherman.
It's about time somebody fired a meteorologist.
Oh, Derek, what do you have against meteorologists?
They're wrong like 80% of the time.
So
are we just cycling?
Don't use them.
Are we just cycling through the
I don't even.
Cans?
You can boycott them.
I'm just like, if it rains tonight, it's going to rain. If it doesn't...
So you don't look at a forecast at all?
I do sometimes.
Oh, so you I was going to say.
But they're wrong, so why do I bother?
Well, that's up to you.
You know what I'm saying?
Every now and then, they're right.
Sometimes.
Actually,
yeah,
like, most of the time, they're right.
If they're right 50% of the time, I mean...
which app do you use, Derek? Maybe you need a new app.
I use the National Weather Service.
Maybe you just need to use,
that's your problem. Actually,
maybe
I don't,
just
know. I don't know if it is. I just use something different.
I find it to be the most accurate.
Just use
and
the,
still inaccurate.
The Farmer's Almanac, which as far as I know actually has nothing factual behind it. You could do that.
Wait, what?
What?
That has nothing factual behind it?
Well,
it's just,
it's,
isn't it like averages or something?
It's got some, well, it depends who you talk to.
Oh, okay.
It's pretty unclear how much is actually scientifically, according to the National Weather Service, there's not really any way they could predict that stuff, and it's not very accurate according to them.
Well,
according to the Farmer's Almanac, it's the best thing since sliced bread, so it just depends on
it.
You
seems like from what I hear from people, they tell me what the Farmer's Almanac says, and I'm like, okay, sounds good. And then about 50% of the time it comes true, so like
they're just guessing too.
They're just guessing.
We're all just here guessing.
Anyway, that's all I got.
But I want to dig into this just a tiny little bit for a minute. So what if they would have not predicted it and lightning would have killed 5 people? You know, is that the better scenario?
Well, I mean, maybe they would have gotten fired anyway, which is also possible, because apparently the current Hungarian government has been accused of having, quote, like undemocratic, this is not an actual quote, but undemocratic tendencies. So maybe they were just looking for an excuse to get him out of there too.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Okay. They might have been toast either way.
Oof.
Yeah.
Okay.
Better be toast and alive than toast and lightning. So
this is true.
That too.
All right, I'm done.
Okay. Do you want to go next, Derek, or should I?
That's a good question because I'm pretty unprepared.
Okay.
You think you're going to get more prepared in the next 5 to 10 minutes?
No, but...
You can put it off.
Also, remember that last time when Derek...
It'll give me a little bit more.
I got you.
Remember that last time when Derek just, like, gambled on his kind of spicy and basically just started a conversation, and then Kristen tried to nail him down with, like...
I was so confused.
I listened to it again. It was just pure pain. Like, it's like, Kristen, no!
It was working until...
I was just waiting for the punchline, and there was no punchline. I was just trying to figure out if I had missed something or what. Oh, my.
You're welcome.
Okay, I'll go.
You need some comedic relief.
So, my kind of spicy is that back in, I think it was 1984, they discovered, no, it was several years earlier than that. They discovered a frozen bison in a certain part of the world that I'm not going to disclose. I want you to guess the part of the world then later. And so they contacted the local, it was some workers that discovered it, and they contacted the local university and got a paleontologist out. And so they wanted to dig this thing out of the ice as soon as they could, but some reason it was frozen too hard or something. I'm not quite sure that they had some kind of difficulty. And so the lead paleontologist, like, just cut part of it off. They cut part of the neck off of this animal and refroze it, and then kind of waited till they could get the thing out later. And so they eventually got the whole animal out, and it was they claimed it was, like, well, one place said 36,000 years old and the other place said 50,000 years old, which I don't really believe either of those dates, because I'm not sure that the world is quite that old, but it was an old thing, but it was frozen so well that the like, it wasn't fossilized. It was the meat was still like flexible to some degree. I think they said it was kind of the consistency of jerky. Like, it was dried, but the, like, I think there was skin and fat intact and stuff. Anyway, it was pretty well preserved, and so they did the only logical thing you do in that situation. They ate some of it.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So this paleontologist had some friends over for dinner, and they made, like, 36,000-year-old bison stew and put a bunch of... He said it tasted... Oh, I should see if I can find the quote real quick here. But while I'm finding that, you can start guessing which part of the world this happened in.
Well... You got somewhat limited options.
Right.
But it was in Russia, because
to the north somewhere.
To the north, yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
I mean,
fair.
It's basically Russia or Canada or maybe Alaska.
The fact that you're making us guess, I'm wondering if it's in a place where you wouldn't have expected bison to be.
So, I'm going to read... Okay,
because I'm pretty sure bison are pretty much limited to North America.
I found the quote here. So, this guy's name is Guthrie. To make the stew for roughly 8 people, Guthrie cut off a small part of the bison's neck where the meat had frozen while fresh. When it thawed, it gave off an unmistakable beef aroma, not unpleasantly mixed with a faint smell of the earth in which it was found, with a touch of mushroom.
Ooh.
End quote.
Who just greenlit this paleontologist to just go eat our fossil? Exactly.
Apparently, like, himself. I mean, he's kind of in charge of the operation, I guess.
It's not finders keepers when it comes to... world treasures like frozen bison.
There's another quote from him. It tasted a little bit like what I would have expected, with a little bit of ring of mud.
Okay. Oh, man.
But it wasn't that bad. Not so bad that we couldn't each have a bowl.
Wow. That's wild.
Incredible.
Any guesses where this happened?
Siberia?
Okay.
I already said Russia for my guess.
Oh, you said Russia? Okay.
Maybe Canada is my second place.
How about Greenland?
Alaska.
Alaska. Oh, okay.
I kind of liked Greenland.
You're pretty close, yeah.
So it happened in Alaska, but... somewhere where you wouldn't expect bison to be.
Yeah.
But that makes a lot of sense because I figured it's in a glacier.
Mm. Yeah, well, I assume so. They were, so it was gold miners that discovered it. They were, I don't know what their process was, but they somehow ran into it when they were mining for gold. And they did say, whoever, Brandon, you said Russia, they did say that it had been done before. Like, people had eaten prehistoric creatures before. In Russia, there were people eating mammoth and I think some other kind of ox or something. And so he thought it'd be fun to try it too. So,
yikes.
Anyway, that's my kind of spicy.
So not unheard of.
So
I guess not.
Practice. How much spice did they put into this?
Yeah.
It sounded like they put a lot of like garlic and onions or other things in there. I'm not sure. I think it was basically just for the experience.
Wait, so how recent is this?
1984.
Oh,
pretty recent.
I forgot about this. Okay, that answers my question from your perspective. Is 1984 ancient history?
Yes.
How about for you?
No, it's not ancient.
I mean, not ancient, but it's almost 40 years ago. It's not like it didn't show up on the news cycle yesterday.
Well, dude, it showed up on the news cycle in like 2018 again. But
okay, well, that's fair, whatever.
So, okay, that just... My birthday's not so far from 1983, so that's why I was wondering.
Oh.
I mean, 84. It's 83.
It's 83? Birthday, so oh, okay. Yay. You look a little bit like ancient history.
Yikes.
Just kidding.
I was just going to say, we still use technology from the 1980s,
it's not ancient. It's
but sounds better. I can imagine you guys like thinking it's way back there. And I kind of think that too, because I don't remember a lot of the 80s really. So,
right.
You know. But yeah. Is it my turn?
Yeah, it's your turn. Sorry, I'm done.
So I have a question for you guys. If you could set up the days of your week, like the work week and the time off, the way you wanted to, how would you do that?
Ooh.
Wait, but it's the same amount either way.
Same amount, yeah.
So 5 days of work or 6 days of work and
5 days of work and 2 days off.
Okay.
Like where would we get our off days or how would we...
How would you structure that?
Honestly, I think the same as it is now.
Okay.
Like I would prefer have 2 back-to-back days off in general versus, especially just for traveling purposes. Mm-hmm. I mean... I don't know, and it kind of gives some like stability to rhythm of your week.
I would possibly do that, but I would consider doing a day off in the middle of the week just to break it up. I don't know. But I'd then, like
it,
to try it.
But then it wouldn't really be a day off in the middle of the week. It would just feel like too many weeks.
What's so wrong with that?
Well, I like it's mini not. Weeks. It just feels kind of weird.
Yeah.
I mean, it seems
you're
like
never more than 2 days away from.
So how would you do it, Derek?
Oh, man. I haven't really thought about this. I don't think I'm going to reinvent the wheel. I think I'll just stick with the way it is.
Also, then, like, Labor Day, you don't get a nice 3-day weekend. You're just getting, like, a 2-day weekend with a bonus day somewhere.
Yeah, but think of always never being further than, what, 2 or 3 days away from the weekend?
But it wouldn't be a real weekend. It'd just be a random day off.
I'm just saying I might try it. I'm not saying I would like it.
Okay.
And I think, I'm not sure how I'd do it, because I the traveling thing, and obviously how the rest of the world does things, you know,
all that
stuff factors in, but I'm kind of with Kristen that I'm kind of fascinated by the idea, and I'll just give credit to where I even got the idea. A YouTuber by the name of CGP Gray, and this is not a full endorsement of all the stuff he puts out there, but he has some interesting stuff, so...
Okay.
But don't steal any of his stuff for kind of spicy. That's my... I claim that.
That's you?
Okay. I claim him, okay.
Anyway, but he had this thing of weekend Wednesday where basically you do take that break in the middle, and his argument for it, well, he works from home, he's a YouTuber, but so he can kind of structure his week how he wants to, but his argument for it is exactly what Kristen was saying, is you have 2 days and you know you're getting a break, and then you have 3 days and you're getting another break, and so rather than lumping the breaks together and being worn out by the time Friday comes, then he's a proponent of splitting it up. And I think it'd be interesting to try it, but I'm not quite sure how well I would like it overall, because like Brandon said, then it'd just be that one day. It'd just be, there's that day. So I don't know.
So does he, how does he do it? Like, does he work Monday, Tuesday, takes off Wednesday, and then works Thursday through Saturday and takes off Sunday?
Yep.
Okay.
That's what, I don't know if he's doing it all the time, but he was at least trying it at one point.
Interesting.
And another side benefit that he noted is that his Saturday, if you will, Wednesday, is a day when, you know, you can go take care of stuff that other people, I mean, in theory, aren't going to be doing that day
because
they're working.
Right. Gotcha.
Or maybe it's recreation or whatever.
Like, town is just kind of normally busy, not extra busy because it's Saturday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, see, I say I wouldn't like it, but then I guess I have done a little bit of this in my work, and I enjoy it, but it's more of a... a mini version that I kind of like. So I have done, it used to be that my normal schedule, now my schedule's all out of whack, but my normal schedule used to be every other week I would work Saturday morning and I'd have Thursday afternoon off. So it wasn't a whole day, but you had that little afternoon nugget where you could either just relax or like take care of appointments or that kind of thing. So I did enjoy that a lot because you kind of feel like you're off when no one else is really off and no one's supposed to be off. So it kind of feels like a mini holiday. But then also on top of that, it was kind of a nice little time to get stuff done as well. So maybe I would like it more than I think. I don't know.
Yeah. And for me, I've, you know, I've worked enough Saturdays that it feels like a day off in the middle of the week would just be a bonus in that. Like, I mean, I don't work, I'm not saying I work every Saturday, but I, I'm used to that rhythm somewhat. Sure. So.
Yeah.
Quick question. Why did our producer's headphones just fall apart?
What?
They were falling apart when
Landon
he got
takes
here.
His headphones off and there's still one earmuff on his ear and the other one's on the headphones. So never mind. Carry on.
Send us money. We need new equipment.
It was a little startling.
Yeah, there we go. No. He's back. Oh, man.
I think that happened before you came.
Probably did.
You showed up in the studio. Still shocking. So I wasn't that surprised. But so what do you guys think? Can I ask this question yet? This is not really the same, but what do you think of doing a 4-day work week and doing and just working? Okay, so I work a 45-hour work week generally, and I realize that's different depending who you are. And but 40 hours is considered full time. What if you would do 4 10-hour days and then have 3 days off, and you could do what Brad's saying and still have a normal weekend?
Some people do that. Like, that's not that uncommon of a schedule.
Well,
but
I don't.
Not everyone, yeah.
It's a novel concept to me.
But I think it would be really neat. I wonder if maybe some of the rhythm things we talked about earlier would get a little bit messed up. But I'm not sure. I can't prove that, or I don't know how it would affect us exactly.
Honestly, I would rather do what they do in some European countries and have it, like, the afternoon siesta. Like, everything, like, instead of having a whole extra day, maybe just have more like a big afternoon break.
They tend to start
pretty normal time, and then stuff closes down like early afternoon, and then they have like their afternoon break, and then stuff kind of opens back up, and then you tend to eat supper later, and everything kind of gets bumped a little later that way. But I would enjoy trying that.
Yeah,
makes sense. Okay, it's down to me.
Yep, it's your turn. Ready or not, here you come.
The question is, am I ready? Well, I wanted to. I suddenly had the idea to research the auction cry, but I don't have time to do that. During the podcast, I don't.
Derek's like, if I hypothetically didn't have anything to bring for Kind of Spicy, I wouldn't have time to research it.
So that would be a cool idea. Maybe I'll do that next time.
I'm mentally trying to prepare myself to not blow your cover this time.
His cover's blown, sorry.
It's gone. I don't have anything left.
Well, ultimately, we could also move on to the game before too long here. Unless you have something.
Derek doesn't, you're not going to let me off the hook, are you?
Oh, no.
I'll let him off. What we could have done is just not even gone
I think
to
we
him.
Need...
Well, it's too late.
It's too late now. We can cut.
They know all of our secrets now. I think we should make him do. I think we should like ask him a trivia question or something, like a get to know you question or something.
Okay, that's fair.
I have a trivia question.
Do you?
Why is this the only podcast episode we've ever done where Brad has a physical notebook with a physical pencil taking notes during the podcast?
Wait, is that the only? Is this the first time?
I've done it before.
You have?
I think yes. Yeah.
It's a little unnerving. You say something and he starts jotting stuff. And it's like, what's happening?
Actually, I have used one of the notes.
Derek, I have a question. Okay. I have a question for you. That time of year is coming up. It's a couple months away, but it's coming up. Are you a No Shave November guy or not?
I'm more of a No Shave All Fall kind of a guy.
Oh, okay.
Nailed it.
What, can you tell or something?
No, well, I could.
Yes.
Yeah, I can, sort of, but I don't know. I just thought.
Wait, there was really any kind of reasonable doubt in your mind about what Derek thinks about No Shave November?
No, I just thought it'd be fun to throw it on here.
My facial
you're
hair
his cover.
My facial hair is slow growing enough that I need all fall to be able to participate properly.
Pretty much all year to.
All right.
You know, just kidding.
It's fine.
Oh my.
Yeah.
Are we going to let him off with that? Or do we
sure, I don't care.
You somebody can else. Fire another one at me if you want.
Well, somebody else has one.
I don't have one.
Let's see? Go to the break.
Okay. Okay. We'll good. See you on the other side.
Just holler at me once you're done, and we'll start. Okay.
Let's go.
We're going to play a little game of Pumpkin Spice or Pumpkin Sham, okay? So by the time people are listening to this, it's most likely the third weekend in September. If it's not the third weekend of September.
Or the fourth.
Something
went wrong.
The fourth, yeah. We'll find out. But
sorry, listeners.
Here's my little intro. It's that time of year again when the pumpkin spice starts inserting itself into every area of our lives, whether we like it or not. Pumpkin spice products range from annual crowd pleasers, such as the traditional pumpkin spice latte, to the ideas that don't go so well, including Buffalo Wild Wings pumpkin spice chicken wings.
Oh, what?
That's a real thing.
Seems like a bad idea.
But either way, it seems like a few new pumpkin spice items show up every fall as companies attempt to leverage the craze to bolster their profit margin. I will leave it up to personal opinion on whether the inundation of pumpkin spice products is a blessing or a curse. In this game, Pumpkin Spice or Pumpkin Sham, you will be given the name of two products. One is an actual pumpkin spice item found on a list that I pulled from wideopeneats.com, and the other is a figment of my imagination. You will need to correctly guess which product is a real pumpkin spice item in order to score a point. There will be five rounds, and the last round will be worth 2 points per question, just to kind of up the stakes a little bit.
Oh, wait. Okay, so this basically is a fact or fiction.
Well, essentially, but it's
okay,
pumpkin.
I thought you claimed it wasn't.
I wanted to come up with a cool name. Chill out.
All right.
Okay, sham and spice. It doesn't roll off the tongue. I wanted something a little bit more rhymey.
Spice or sham?
Yeah, but it's fine. We'll workshop it later. Whoever scores
later,
whoever scores the most points will
like
win.
On our Patreon.
Shush. Whoever scores the most points will win bragging rights along with the title of Pumpkin Prince.
Do I get a if I win? Do I get a pumpkin spice latte tonight?
Sure.
Where?
On you.
That's a good question. Where?
Okay.
Oh.
P.S. Ironically, the initials for pumpkin spice. While all options, this is important. So listen up, dude. It's like a pun if you see it written, okay? Because I have everything abbreviated P.S. Uh-huh, and then, uh-huh. Yep. Okay. Well, all options contain one product that I made up. I did actually think of these off the top of my head. It is possible that the product does exist in real life.
Oh, it makes sense.
That's possible. Okay. If you think it's a real thing, you can throw a challenge flag. Oh, if it is indeed a real product, you'll be given the point. If it's not, you will lose a point.
Ooh,
I like that. Okay.
High stakes. Uh-huh.
Spicy, am I right?
It's very spicy. Yeah.
How about okay, never mind.
Okay, yeah. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and start with my little random selector. And we're going to see.
Let me guess, your random selector is going to have us going around the circle again.
Probably. Your random selector. No, it picked Kristen to go first, so we are just going to go around the circle. I just wanted to see who is starting. Hey, I just want to see who's going to start, okay?
All right.
I just remember last time I used your random selector, it was around the circle.
Okay,
so.
And I used my random selector to decide which one, the true or the false one, went first. So don't try to play into any kind of psychology
okay?
Are you ready?
Okay, and I get 1 point if I get it right. If I get wrong, nothing happens.
Correct.
Okay, and the last round.
But
is
if you get it wrong,
points.
You could choose to challenge.
Yeah, makes sense.
Make
sense.
Everyone understand the rules.
If you think,
if you got it quote unquote wrong, because it was the one I made up. You're trying to guess which one is.
Then I can
real.
Throw a challenge flag, and yes. You will Google it on the spot.
But
I actually have it pre-marked. I Googled it.
If you're
today.
Still wrong,
okay.
If you're still wrong,
then you lose one.
You lose a point.
Back up.
You
so basically double so down. Some of these you checked already and you know whether they're like you made them up and then you checked if they
I
were real.
I made them up and I was too lazy to feel like trying to make up something different. So I was like, hey, this will be a fun twist to the game.
Oh, okay,
so.
Cool. Okay. So some of them actually they're both right.
There is at least one where like both are right.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
That's good
and
to
I'm
know.
Not being too pick. I'm not going to be too picky. Like if there's a scenario where it's like pumpkin spice versus pumpkin spice latte or pumpkin pie versus pumpkin spice. Like it's all kind of one and the same. It's fine. Okay. You ready?
Okay.
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 So are you ready? Number one, Kristen, we
yep.
have pumpkin spice Slim Jims or pumpkin spice Spam. Which one is
oh
a real pumpkin spice product?
Sick.
Both sound absolutely disgusting if you ask me.
Oh boy.
Pumpkins, I would say,
yeah, go ahead. Can you repeat
I would
that?
Say that. Oh, man, I can't. I don't know.
Oh.
I mean, it's a 50-50
I know
chance,
which one so. I want to be real, but.
Well, then just go through that. Who cares?
I'm going to say the Slim Jims are the real one. Yeah, that's incorrect. My gut said it was the other one, but I really wanted
the real one. So, yeah, pumpkin spice spam. Okay, Brad, you ready?
Yep.
Pumpkin spice Biggs sunflower seeds or pumpkin spice blue diamond almonds?
And I picked the real one.
You picked the real one. Which one of those is a real pumpkin spice product?
Oh. The almonds are.
That's correct. Brad is good at this. He's on
the board.
Honestly,
both of those seems like they could be.
I know, but the yeah, that the big sunflower seeds is not.
You don't eat as many sunflower seeds as I do.
No, I don't. That's fair. But still,
Brad was
still
the right answer to that question.
This, I was going to go with that first.
Still
seems like
they
was.
Would both want really? Like okay. a cut. Of, they could both easily get in on that yeah. without
too much. I know.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, pumpkin spice Pringles or pumpkin spice Lay's potato chips?
Oh.
Which that's one is
it's,
it?
He's getting you with the brand.
They're pretty similar.
Yeah, they're
but
really
you gotta,
similar.
It's about brand recognition.
It's got to
well.
Be Pringles.
That's correct. Nice. Pumpkin spice Pringles.
Thank you.
Sure if I would have gotten that one.
Are a real thing.
I'm really disappointed in Pringles.
I mean, I would try them.
Let's be honest. Pringles comes up with more different flavors
yeah, they
than,
do.
Than Lay's. You
yeah,
know?
They do.
That okay, makes sense to hold me. Up. But what I was thinking of is the do us a flavor thing that Lay's did for a while, where they had like chicken and waffles, and they had all kinds of weird.
Oh.
Like they did this competition.
Like people sent in their flavor suggestions.
Wait, so didn't Pringles do that too?
Not that I know of.
Oh.
I don't know. It was a big deal with Lay's a couple
okay.
years ago. I just remember that. So that's what I was going to
well, they're all
that.
The same company anyway, so.
Well, what? Okay. Kristen, are you ready? We have pumpkin spice, Bratches, candy corn, or pumpkin spice, Mars, M&Ms. Which one is a real pumpkin spice product?
So is candy corn or man. M&Ms? Wow.
Yes.
This is...
Ooh.
That's interesting.
Ooh.
M&M's.
Are the real one?
Yeah. Snap.
That is
oh.
a challenge.
Pumpkin
spice. Ooh, that's
yeah,
a good question. That is a good question.
Oh, you could.
See, it seemed too easy for it to just be candy corn, because of course there's pumpkin spice
well,
candy corn.
Here's the
but...
thing. I mean, you want an analysis or do you want not?
Exactly.
Because
yeah,
they already, okay, they do make those little candy pumpkins. I shouldn't be, you know.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's basically like the same thing as candy corn.
I'm going to challenge.
He's going to challenge?
I don't have any points to lose.
Your challenge is correct.
Ooh!
Oh, nice
so
job!
I made up the M&Ms, and then I Googled it, and there were actual
nice.
Pumpkin spice M&Ms, so I had to go a different direction with that one. Okay, so way to go. We won all? Is that where we're at? Okay, Brad, you're up. All
right.
Pumpkin spice Cedar's hummus or Great Value pumpkin spice dip? Which one's the real pumpkin spice item?
Wait.
This one's kind
of, this is out
of tricky
my
in my opinion.
So read them again, just so I can get the
yeah,
brands
so
and everything.
Pumpkin spice Cedar's hummus, or Great Value pumpkin spice dip.
The Great Value pumpkin spice dip is the correct one.
Is your one? That's incorrect.
Oh man!
I don't know what pumpkin spice hummus is like. That seems like
a
weird,
strange, but...
weird move. I don't know, but that's.
But Great Value probably wouldn't go out of that. Well, that. They probably wouldn't go all the length of getting the pumpkin.
Yeah,
pumpkin
yeah, but
okay.
they just
flavor.
Do whatever everybody else
well,
does.
Well, that's also true.
Okay, Derek, are you ready?
Yep.
Challenge wouldn't have done you any good. Now that we're past the challenge point.
Yeah.
KFC pumpkin and feta wrap or Wendy's pumpkin spice frosty? Which one are you going with
oh,
here?
Boy. Okay. So a pumpkin and feta wrap from KFC or a frosty... flavored of pumpkin.
That was a weird way to structure that sentence.
From the old Wendy's.
My brain just did a cartwheel.
I know it seems obvious.
It does seem really obvious.
That's
what throws me
but
off.
But that's going to... might get me in trouble, but I'm going with what makes sense, and that is I think the ice cream should be pumpkin.
Man. Unbelievable. Yeah. After I thought about this, I was like, there's no way I would have come up with a pumpkin and feta wrap on my own unless that was a real
well,
thing.
That's true.
But I see what you're saying, though. It feels like there
so
should
improbable.
Be. I would have
yeah,
thought.
I kind of want to try it now, actually.
Pumpkin spice frosty. I Googled and I couldn't find
whoa.
Anything. So I was like, okay, cool.
Fascinating.
Okay. Kristen has a chance to take the lead because we're still at 1-1. So this one is just pretty straightforward. No fancy brand names or anything. We got pumpkin spice latte burger or pumpkin spice chicken sandwich.
Oh my goodness.
Which one of these is a real thing?
Yes, it's a real toss up. I'm gonna go with the burger.
So you're saying the burger is real?
Yeah.
That's great. Hey. You got the burger on the board, so which seems like a weird phrase. Okay. Kristen leads by one. Brad, we have Little Debbie pumpkin spice oatmeal cream pies or Hostess pumpkin spice Twinkies. That's a tough one.
That is a hard one.
I was pretty proud of this one because I was like, either one of these sounds so plausible.
So it's the oatmeal cream pies and the Twinkies.
Just Little Debbie pumpkin spice oatmeal cream pies or Hostess pumpkin spice Twinkies.
There's got to be Hostess pumpkin spice Twinkies.
Yeah, exactly. It's got to be the Twinkies. The Twinkies are the ones pulling the weird stunts.
Well, the thing about the oatmeal cream pies is they already have cinnamon in them.
Yeah, they're already similar. Yeah, they're already basically pumpkin spice.
Yeah. Which it seems like they could. Which Little Debbie actually does have like a pumpkin roll type of thing.
Oh yes.
But I'm almost surprised they don't leverage the cream pies too. But I don't know. Whatever. That's fine. Okay, so Derek, are you ready? We have pumpkin spice Kit Kats or pumpkin spice latte Peeps.
Wait, okay, the Peeps.
My brain went bird and went Tweets instead of Peeps.
Fair enough. So, fair enough. Okay.
So pumpkin spice Kit Kats or pumpkin spice latte Peeps?
Mmm.
What you got?
I didn't know that. I wasn't I don't think Peeps are really marketed in the fall, but maybe I'm wrong. But I can't imagine how in the world you'd flavor a Kit Kat like pumpkin spice either. It's kind of a toss-up. All right, let's go with Kit Kats.
Yeah, it's got to be Peeps. I think I've seen them before, maybe.
They're dipped in chocolate, apparently.
Oh, they are?
At least the ones I saw were. Interesting. So that
how about? Yes.
Seems like a nice thing. Yeah, I know. It's like that might actually be a good Peep.
It might actually be kind of good.
But I agree. It is weird having it a fall. Fall theme.
Whoever thought of dipping them in chocolate? That's a fantastic idea.
Okay. Kristen, are you ready?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. Then Derek's missed his chance to challenge that Kit Kats are actually a real thing.
I was going to say, I thought
I've seen that.
I thought I've seen it too. At first, I was like, I think I've seen Kit Kats. And then I was like, I think I've seen Peeps too. So I don't.
Tough set. Yep. Both real in that scenario.
Oh,
okay,
man.
Okay. The train rolls on. Kristen, we have pumpkin pudding toothpaste or pumpkin spice flavored floss. So we're going dental on this one.
Okay, that's disturbing.
Very, very disturbing.
Okay, pumpkin pudding toothpaste?
Yes, or pumpkin spice flavored floss.
It's going to be the toothpaste.
Is the real one.
Is the real one, yeah.
That's great. And they're actually both real on this.
Okay. Yes. I would have guessed the other, so it makes me feel better that it would have been right.
Okay, so if I have my scores correct, Derek has one, Brad has two, and Kristen has three.
Mm.
Okay. Brad, you have the option of pumpkin spice bar soap or pumpkin spice scented dish soap.
Dish soap or bar soap?
Ooh.
Huh. I'm going bar soap.
You're saying the bar soap is real?
Yep.
That's correct.
Yeah, it's definitely a bar soap kind of thing.
Right. And they're actually both real on this one as well.
Okay.
So. Again, I did not realize that until I had to Google things out.
Man, I would have gone the opposite. I would have said, who even cares about bar soap technology anymore?
That's also fair.
Well, but it's the pumpkin spice people and the bar soap people kind of overlap.
The Venn diagram.
The Venn diagram kind of.
Okay, Derek, this one's
just saying, have you ever been to any fancy soap shops where they have like really artsy soaps?
No. Nope.
Okay. It's a thing for some people.
Okay.
Got one for Derek here.
All
pumpkin spice chapstick or pumpkin spice beard oil?
Oh.
Do you need nothing?
If I think they're both real, do I get 2 points?
No, it's just like you pick one.
You pick one. Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man. I know chapstick exists. It's got to. Come on.
Dare you.
There's no way. I'm going to challenge that.
Okay,
thank you.
Oh, the challenge. I mean, I just thought it up, and then I was like, okay, that definitely probably exists. And sure enough,
good challenge.
I was gonna say, it's
I had
better
to do it. Sorry,
yeah,
the chapstick
that was a good challenge there.
Dead giveaway.
But the beard oil, that's a good thing.
Yeah,
I mean, it could be. I mean,
you could have some of that with your no shave fall, and
you really
be sleek.
Okay, so we are nearing the end here. Let's see. Actually, this is our last round. Last
round. So this is double the.
So Derek has two. Brad and Kristen are tied at three.
Oh boy.
What are we gonna do for a tiebreaker?
Okay, I gotta decide.
You know, Kristen, I don't think we'll need a tiebreaker. Well,
if we need a tiebreaker, I have tiebreaker questions.
You do. Okay. You do good.
I was gonna say I don't think we'll need it because I'm not wearing shades for this game like I usually do. Oh. So I think I'm gonna lose.
That's too bad. I'm gonna decide which one I'm gonna win. Then okay, Kristen, are you ready? We have pumpkin spice car wash soap or pumpkin spice car detailing spray.
What is wrong with people?
One of these is real.
It's going to be the detailing spray.
Is the real one?
Yeah.
You got it. There for 2 points. Kristen, take
people
good
want
work.
The inside like, of the car to smell like pumpkin spice, probably.
Well, okay, but it'd be kind of vibey if you're washing your car and smelled pumpkin spice.
But. Yeah, but they don't care about that as much as the inside.
Okay, Brad, pumpkin spice... So Kristen right now has it, unless Brad can pull it out. Derek's officially eliminated. Pumpkin spice Temptations cat treats or pumpkin spice Greenies dog treats?
Dogs, I'm so glad cats. I don't have this one.
Dogs
what?
Or cats? Oh, man. So my thought process here is which crowd...
Sorry, this one just turned out to be pretty hard.
Which crowd likes the pumpkin spice more, the cat lovers or the dog lovers? I'm going the cat treats or whatever they were.
Yeah, it's got to be.
Oh,
it's not. Okay.
I challenge.
I thought that.
It's still wrong.
Okay, I had to try.
I mean, that's true. Yeah. I would have said that too, Brad. I would have said the cat people are more pumpkin spicy than the dogs.
So. Yeah, that's fair. Okay, Derek, just for, I don't know what. You can still pass Brad, I guess.
Yeah.
Pumpkin spice Philadelphia cream cheese spread or pumpkin spice chewy Chips Ahoy cookies?
Ooh. Well, here's the thing. I'm pretty sure I've seen the cream cheese spread. I'm pretty sure it exists. But the Chewy Chips Ahoy sound pretty plausible, too.
It's a case of pretty plausibilities.
I'm going to go with the cream cheese spread.
That's correct. That's,
yeah, good call. Thank you. Good
call. And the Chips Ahoy, that is not actually a thing.
Okay.
That isn't a real
It's plausible.
Deal.
So there you go.
Yeah.
Yep. So we finish with Brad with 2, Derek with 4, and Kristen with 5. So way to go, guys. Good work on the game.
Wow.
Also, in case the 2 tiebreakers was pumpkin spice cologne or pumpkin spice deodorant actually happened to both be real, or pumpkin spice scented cat litter or pumpkin spice dog shampoo. Those both actually happen to be real as
no,
well.
My.
Oh, boy.
So there's your cat lover. I mean, there's some of that in there. But anyway,
okay.
So
yeah.
That's
litter
it.
Boxes
that's
are
it.
A whole another.
Congrats.
I feel like at this point we've made total friends with some people and complete enemies of others.
That's probably fair.
It could be.
There's just, yeah, there's a lot going on out there.
That is a lot. Wild.
I got to try those peeps, though. If they're covered in chocolate.
Yeah. That was like the one thing on this list where I was like, honestly, the KFC pumpkin and feta wrap,
I really
would
try it.
I would try that.
That just sounds weird.
It sounds weird,
but it looked good. The picture
they had
looked
me
good.
At feta. It just seemed like it'd be something worth trying. But
yeah, I think the edibles, like the almonds, I would eat
those.
Oh,
yeah. All pumpkin spice almonds. It's not like I would eat
but
a lot
like
of them necessarily,
the
but at
pumpkin
least
pumpkin spice deodorant, like, ugh.
Like, yeah. Who wants to smell like that much?
Oh, no. Or pumpkin spice burger seems like a big stretch.
It does seem
yeah,
like a stretch.
That seems
yeah,
a little
quite.
Far. Hey, well, thanks, Brandon, for
yeah, that was cool
putting that together.
Yeah, awesome.
We're about ready to close out this segment. Any final words from the rest of you?
Are we ready to close out this episode?
Yes, both. I said segment.
Okay,
I
cool.
meant episode. Thank you.
Fair enough.
Segment closed. Episode pending.
Right, exactly. It's like that. Basically, when you're like trying to shut down your computer and it's just like the rat is chasing its tail or something.
Yeah, these applications have to be closed
something,
first.
Something needs
yes.
to happen before we can actually call it quits.
Okay, I don't know. Good episode.
Yeah, I mean, we can just talk about Patreon a little bit. Have we decided what we're doing or we don't know yet what we're doing? We're doing something.
We're doing something yeah. on Patreon. We might do a Sonic run. We might not.
Well, he's really...
We're not sure.
That sounds delicious, but yeah.
Hey, do you know that Sonic has a churro shake that they're featuring right now?
Don't look at me because you know I know that they do.
I'm just looking.
I didn't know that. No.
Okay. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
It's pretty decent.
Also, I don't
even.
It's
kind of along the pumpkin spice line that has cinnamon and caramel. I guess pumpkin spice doesn't have caramel.
See, I've never even had churros, so I don't even know what those are. Okay. I know what they look like.
Time out. This might get into Patreon, but like some churros versus Sonic churros, there is a big difference there. I'm not gonna say one way or the other.
Should we just go try? Should we go on a churro trying expedition?
I mean, I'm not mad about
all things churro.
We'll do something. We'll do something for Patreon. We're not sure what it is yet.
So see you over there.
$1. Signed up if you aren't. Thanks to all of you.
$1 gets you all of our content.
Yeah.
And at risk of beating a dead horse, we need to show these 2-star people what our business is. So let's get some reviews out there.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And special thanks.
I was hoping someone else would chime in, and now it just sounds like I'm awkwardly asking reviews.
That's great. I was just thinking that we should shout out, since we're asking for people to join us on Patreon, like we always do, we should shout out the people who are on Patreon.
Yes.
And just thank you so much for your support or putting up with us.
What were we calling that person?
$1.
Jay? Or we just calling him Jay?
Yeah.
Shout out to Jay for chiming in mid-episode.
Is
Jay on Patreon? I don't think he is.
I don't know that he is. Maybe he'll sign up.
Free month or something.
Ooh. We can give him a little bonus or
something.
Just hand him $1.
Maybe if you can get... Oh, wait. If you can guess when we record, have we ever said that?
I was wondering, too, like, so if people know they can get free Patreon for a month if they text in while we're recording...
If you can,
obviously
guess
our siblings
the day,
would,
there are people that know.
Yeah, so you're saying if they can happen to text us on the right day, they get a free Patreon subscription for a month.
While they have to think of it while we're recording and actually text us while we're recording.
They don't know what time we start, do they?
Not that I know of.
We record from 5 a.m.
I feel like we're scratching at this way too hard. I think it was a cool little coincidence.
Yeah, it was. See if someone else can hit it.
Yeah,
that's right.
It's 79 degrees in here. We want to turn the AC back on.
So Jay, if you know who you are, if you're still listening to this part of the episode, also, hit us up for some free Patreon. Otherwise, too bad.
No, but his feedback was that he's fine with the longer, so I guess
he's probably still here.
Also, I kind of miss the days when we just name drop and just make Landon bleep all those.
Oh,
we should have done that.
Anyway, that's fine.
It's too late. Okay, yeah, thanks for joining us again. See you next time.
Have a good one.
Bye now.
See you.
Our producer today was Landon Miller. Our host is Kristen Miller. Co-hosts are Brad Nisley, Derek Schmucker, and I'm Brandon Miller. If you liked what you heard, please go leave us a rating and review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. If you'd like to support us, you can find us at patreon.com/answersmayvary. And while you're online, go ahead and find us on Instagram at @answersmayvarypodcast. We would also like to hear any feedback or question ideas that you would have for us. You can send all of that to answersmayvarypodcast@gmail.com. Okay, can I hear it?